Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, we're looking at the subject of ease versus worry. I used to consider myself as a worrier. Many of my clients do see themselves as a worrier or overthinker. How can we shift from being a worrier to bringing more ease and flow into life? Well, let's dive in and find out. If you enjoyed the podcast, please remember to subscribe and maybe leave a review or rating. It can be completely anonymous. They can help more people find this support on their journey. Loving you. I used to think I was a worrier. I thought it was my personality type or my DNA. And my mum was a worrier, I'm a worrier, it's just who I am. But no one's born a worrier. No baby comes into the world born as a worrier. It's something we learn. Which is good news because it means we can unlearn it. And many of my clients would admit to being a worrier or overthinker or imagine worst case scenario. So how can we let go of the worry? How can we shift from worry to have more ease and flow? One of the things I realized was that I guess I felt responsible for my okayness. I felt it was down to me to make sure I was safe, secure. I don't mean physically, I mean psychologically. There's an element of almost being alone in the world. I can't rely on anything or anyone. It's down to me. And when one therapist or coach I was working with once said, what if you're fired from being responsible for your okayness, your happiness, your well-being? I said the idea would give such a sense of relief. I could stop striving. I could stop worrying. I could stop being kind of turned on mentally the whole time. Because it's draining, it's tiring. So what if that's true for you? What if you're fired from being responsible for your okayness, for your emotional well-being? What if you're fired from that role? What if there's an energy behind life that's got your back? It's loving and creative. It's love in its purest form. It's love, sometimes we can't comprehend that depth and quality and unconditionality of that love. Because even from our parents and people that love us unconditionally, they're human. They make mistakes. It's contaminated by human thinking. What if there's an energy behind life that's got your back? And you co-create your life with it. What if you're fired from the responsibility of making sure you're okay? Now for me, there's a shift from obsessing about things into, I guess, a trust and a flow. A shifting from more worry to ease. Shifting from seriousness to playfulness. Bill Pettit was an American psychiatrist, and he used to say the biggest mental health pandemic in our society was seriousness. And I kind of tend to agree with him. I think what's behind seriousness is fear. When I was fired from being responsible for my okayness, my happiness, my well-being, I shifted from a lack to a sense of appreciation. I could appreciate what's in this moment, I could be more present and alive to this moment, noticing what I do have rather than what I don't have, what I think I need to be okay. and will need to be okay in the future. And that kind of lack mentality, that not being enough, can manifest itself in a number of ways. Not being enough as in sense of worth and value and okayness, self-confidence, self-worth. It could be not being enough in time, constantly rushing from one thing to another, the fear of not having enough time to do the things you think you need to do to be okay. Maybe not enough money. Fear of money running out. When we have that lack mentality, that not enough mentality, it often shows itself in all different ways, and maybe all those ways. For me, it was all those ways. But I hadn't realized the truth of who I am, the truth of who we are. That we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. That we're like an iceberg. A small percentage of us is above the water. Our human self and our human form in this world of form. And everything else is below the water. The formless sense of self, our soul. And if we think we're just a thing on the water, with this thing on the water being tossed around by the waves, that can feel quite scary. When we recognize we're more than that, our true self is the part of us that knows what we're feeling. The observer part of us, our consciousness. That's constant. That awareness, that observation part of us, that consciousness is constant, it's always been there. It's steady, steadfast, it's grounded, it's neutral, it just is. And it's observing and watching our human experience go up and down. But it's not getting caught into it. It's just observing it. Because that part of us, that observer part of us, our soul, is part of this energy of life. That we're made of it, we're part of it. That's everything below the water. And if this loving divine energy behind life was the ocean, we're made of water. For me, being aware of that part of us, our true self, for me, it gives us our grounding. Stability. So whatever happens in life, whatever waves come along, we feel more grounded, stable. Yeah, we still have emotions, we still have thoughts, we still have feelings. There's still this element of us which is a human. True freedom is not never feeling fear or worry or anxiety or sad. True freedom is knowing you're okay, whatever you're feeling. And we lose awareness of that soul, that part of us below the water. We're not always aware of it. Just thinking about sitting on a chair. Perhaps you're sitting on a chair now or lying on a bed. Just think about the chair you're sitting on or the bed you're lying on. Just be consciously aware of it in this moment. You can feel it supporting you. You can feel it against you. Now, you weren't probably consciously aware of it until I mentioned it. It's always been there. It's like this energy behind life, our soul, that awareness, that consciousness. It's always there whether we're consciously aware of it or not. It's always got your back. I love the analogy Mike O'Neill, coach and author, shares about a huge, giant barge floating down a beautiful, majestic river. Now imagine on this giant barge was a roller coaster, and you're on the roller coaster, you're in the front car. You can imagine you'd be on that roller coaster, but you've only ever known being on that roller coaster with your eyes closed. It's all you've known. It's all you've experienced. And you can imagine going around that roller coaster, the eyes close up and down, around the road, occasionally dizzily speeds, times pausing at the top of the crest of the roller coaster, ready to dive down into the depths again. And as you get swung around, up and down, around, around, it can feel quite scary at times. Imagine what happened the first time you ride the roller coaster with your eyes open. Imagine cresting the top of that roller coaster and seeing that beautiful, majestic, glorious river for the first time and seeing it's all its glory, captivating you. And before you know it, it's gone from your vision as you go down into the depths again. But each time you come back up, you see it again. You know it's there. And begin to realize it's there whether you see it or not. And despite the ups and downs of the roller coaster, you can begin to ponder its mystery, its glory, its beauty. And perhaps being curious about where it's taking you. So what if there's this loving divine energy behind life that's got your back? Yeah, and we have these ups and downs. There's a bit of us above the water being tossed around, but we're grounded. We're spiritual beings having that physical experience. Your soul knows you're okay whatever happens. Your conscious awareness is the observer of our human experience. And knows whatever happens, we'll be okay. Because we're not our thoughts and feelings. We're bigger than that. Loving you.